in the middle of Siman Nun Hey. We're up to Seif Hey. Says the Mechaber, Im lo hei vishtei saharos, if the bar mitzvah boy who's trying to join the minyan has not yet reached the elementary stages of puberty, usually it means shtei saharos betachton, on the lower part of the body. But Mishabura points out, if he has two other types of hairs that also indicate either if it's in the beard or something like that, that's also counts as shtei saharos. So afilu hu gadol b'shanim, says the Mechaber, even if he's 13 years old, dino kakotan, his real halacha is minatari, is like a katan, achiyetsu rov shnosav, and you would wait until he has lived the majority of his years. The majority of his years is 35 years, because the pasuk says, David HaMelech wrote that the average lifespan of a person is 70 years. So therefore, halacha, when we say rov shnosav, we mean 35 plus a day. Sha'azi's barashu saris. Then, if he's 35 and he still hasn't reached the elementary stages of maturity, so we know for a fact that he's a saris, that there's something wrong with him, and he's not going to reach the stages of puberty. Now, in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, there are simanim that you can tell at a certain age, much younger than that, that the person is considered a saris. But nevertheless, even if he doesn't have these simanim when he turns 35, if he hasn't matured, then he's certainly considered a saris at that point. And we assume he's never going to mature, but he's certainly chayev in mitzvahs like a bar mitzvah. Vim niru lo simane saris, called him l'chein dino kegadol. That's what the Mechaber says, that if he sees the simanim earlier, then he's like a gadol at the moment he sees the simanim, because then we know that it's not that he's just delaying his maturity. Hagah says the Rama, umiyo ein medaktik in besaros. We don't check into these things. Ela kol shehigia l'chlal shnosav, machzikina lo kegadol, v'omulin yenzem, estama hevishtei saros. Anyone who has reached 13 years old, we paskin that he has the din when it comes to these types of mitzvahs. It says le'inyan zeh, for this matter, meaning to make a minyan, we consider him to be like a gadol. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Aleph points out le'inyan zeh means le'inyan tefila shehimid derabbanan, meaning when it comes to davening with a minyan. But according to those poskim who say tefilas deraisa, so then joining to even if you say tefilas deraisa like the Shita Zerambam, still tziruf lasar is not deraisa, and therefore we rely on the chazaka regardless. Fine, but obviously for dinim deraisa there might be a shaila, right? This is discussed in the Rishonim and some of the Achronim in when it comes to Parsha Zachor and a couple of other cases which may or may not be deraisa. Okay, Se'iv Vav. Let's say one of the 10 people in the minyan started davening early by himself. He's not going to be able to answer any of the Kaddish Kedusha or Baruch Hu or Chazar Sashat, or he's sleeping. Even so, he joins together with the minyan. So a guy cannot be shaykh to answer at all, either because he is sleeping or because he already started davening Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, since there are 10 people, so he counts as well. Now the question is, how many? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, one person. So is it dafka one person? Is it could it be rov of the minyan? So Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis says that it really could be more than one person, as long as you have 6 people who are davening and they can answer. But he quotes that there is a yesh machmirim, that there are those who say that that you should really only let one person start davening early. That's when you don't lose the minyan, but more than one person, you lose the minyan. And he says, what about sleeping? So he says, sleeping, nah, one person, we're going to be machmir already, that's enough for sleeping people. And we're not going to try to make more than one person sleeping. Now the question is, what do you do when the guy falls asleep? So you're supposed to wake him up, says the Mishnah Berurah. He repeats this in the Bira Halacha also. So he says he's supposed to try the Chachila to wake the guy up, and he's there to help out with the minyan, or even if he doesn't know it, he should at least try to wake him up. But let's say it's impossible. Either he's super deep sleep, or is the type of person who would not take well to being woken up. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarchi on the Maisa. So then already it's a shiloh what to do. If you push it, can't wake the guy up. So it's not so. It's such a great idea to be mitzdarif him to a minyan if he's actually sleeping. Nevertheless, you could rely b'di'evid on the das of the Shulchan Aruch, according to many achronim, that you can. If you can't wake him, you could still be mitzdarif a person who's sleeping. So and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Lamed Aleph points out that the pasuk of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael applies. Even as long as there are 10 Jews in the room, they're still considered a kedusha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina comes down comes down to be mitzdarif to the minyan as well.